弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters and friends.
今天是母亲节，特别的是祝愿每一位在座的母亲能够活出神的样子，能够真的是按照圣洁的教导，能够来教养我们的儿女，能够成为众人的榜样。
Today is Mother's Day. I wish all the mothers here and will be blessed by the Lord, and I wish you all will teach your children according to what is taught by the Lord.
为了勉励每位母亲呢，我想用圣经中箴言三十一章的几节经文来勉励大家。
I shall use some verses from Proverbs chapter 31.To encourage the mothers. I wish all the mothers can be like the ones as described in this passage.
箴言三十一章第二十六节，他开口就发智慧，他舌上有仁慈的法则，他观察家务，并不吃闲饭。他的儿女起来称他有福，他的丈夫也称赞他。说才德的女子很多，唯独你超过一切。业力是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，唯敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。愿她享受操作所得的，愿她的工作在城门口荣耀她。
Proverbs 31 verse 26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongueShe looks well to the ways of her household, and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。主，你又在这个预备的时间，让你的儿女能够一起来这里来敬拜你。
O Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace that you let your children come together here to worship you.
主，我们感谢你在万万人之中，你拣选我们，让我们能够成为你的儿女。
Lord, we thank you. You have chosen us among all the people so that we may become your children.
主，就求主你按照主你丰盛的荣耀，按你丰盛的恩典，主你在我们每个你的儿女的身上恩上加恩，力上加力。
So may you, according to your great and abundant love and grace.Give us strength upon strength and teach us.
让我们能够彼此相爱，让我们能够彼此扶持，一同能够向着主你给我们预定的标杆前进。
So that we may love each other and help each other, so we may walk toward you.
让我们最终跟主耶稣能够同得那永远的基业，能够在那最美好的地方跟主耶稣永远同在。
So that we may have theBest that the Lord Jesus has been prepared for us, and we can be with Him forever.
求主你带领我们今天从头到尾的敬拜，与我们的敬拜达到主你的面前。
May you lead our worship from beginning till end, and our worship may reach you.
开启我们每个人的心思意念，能够明白主你告诉我们所行的。
Open our hearts so that you can teach us how we should walk.
谢谢恩主。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求，奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
有一位姐妹呢，应邀去她一个不幸的哥哥家去吃饭。
There was a sister who was invited by her unbelieving brother to have dinner with him.
所以他们边吃饭呢，这位姐妹就开始向这个哥哥跟他的家人来传福音。
So as when they are eating, she began to testify for the gospel to him and his family.
那么在谈话的过程中呢，这个哥哥就说让你的神在桌子上摆一盘菜，我就信他。
And so the brother said that if you let your God prepare a dish on the table, then I will believe in him.
其实很多的基督徒传福音时都会遇到类似的问题。
Many of the brothers and sisters, when they try to spread the gospel, often run into such difficulties.
那么这些不信的人呢，他们往往会问我们，会问我们说：“把你的神指给我看，我看见了就信。”
For many of the unbelieving people, they often ask us, "Show me your God. If I can see him, I will believe."
也有的人会说是把你的神证明出来，让我就信。
So if you can prove your God, then I will believe.
有的是让我看见你的神做一件什么事情，我就信。
Some may say, ask your God to perform something, then I will believe.
等等这些问题。
This kind of problems.
其实呢，无神论者就是常常用各种这种方式来拒绝福音。
Actually, most atheists use many ways to refuse the gospel.
也就是在拒绝承认神的存在。
So they refuse to acknowledge the presence of God.
那么这是不信的人心里刚硬的其中的一种表现。
So this is one of the signs of the unbeliever's heart.
那么其实呢，人心里的刚硬呢，还有其他的两种表现形式。
And there are two other ways to show the hardness of the heart.
所以一种就是有的人呢，虽然他相信神的存在。
Someone they may believe God exists.
也相信神他是无限全能。
They also believe God is omnipotent.
但是呢，他就是看到耶稣做，即使看到耶稣做了那些人不能做、神能做的事情，他也拒绝承认耶稣基督他就是神。
Even though they see what Jesus has performed, only God can do, none of the people can do, yet they still refuse to acknowledge Jesus is Lord.
所以他也不接受耶稣是基督，是我们的救主。
So they would not accept Jesus as Christ and as the Savior.
那么在新约中的大多数的法利赛人和犹太人都是这种情形。
During the New Testament time, most of the Pharisees and Israelites are that way.
那么第二种这种，还有一种的心理刚硬的表现在，他们信神的，就是信神的人呢，他们是指信神的人，他们缺乏对神的敬畏和信心。
Another way to show the hardness of heart are those who believe.But they do not have the fear or reverence for God.
那么他们本是神的百姓，完全相信神的存在。
They were God's people. They believe God's presence.
但是他们常常表现出对神的话语和作为的不理解，还有不屑一顾。
Often, sometimes they show the lack of understanding of God's words.
那么旧约中的以色列人呢，他就经常就是这种的情形。
So many of the Israelites in the Old Testament are like that.
那么他们虽然经历过一次又一次神大能的拯救
，although they have experienced repeatedly God's great power，
却经常表现出缺乏对神的敬畏和信心。
But they do not show the belief and the reverence for God.
那么当摩西带领以色列人出埃及过红海进入旷野之后
After the Israelites were led out of Egypt across the Red Sea
那么神呢让磐石出水为他们降下玛纳又用风来为他们吹来飞鸟
So God has given them manna every morning and the water came off the rock and the wind brings them birds.
那么白日云柱，夜晚火柱来带领，来引导他们。
And God led them in the day as a pillar of cloud, and night as a pillar of fire.
那么以色列人呢，亲眼目睹和经历了这些神迹。
And the Israelites they witnessed all these miracles.
然后呢，就像圣经所记载的，当他们随后呢来到这一个地方叫利非丁，也就是我们。也就是后来所叫的马拉，这个有后面叫玛莎或者米利拔。
And when they came to places called the Massa or the Meribah,
那么他们又开始怀疑神，说耶和华是不是在我们中间
When they get there, they begin to doubt and ask if God is still in our midst.
所以呢，诗篇九十五篇这样叙述。
So in Psalm 95, it said this.
他诗篇九十五篇第八到第十节说：“你们不可硬着心，像当日在米利巴，就是在旷野的玛撒。”那是你们的祖宗试我探我，并且观看我的作为40年之久。我耶和华那世代说，这是心里迷糊的百姓，竟不晓得我的作为。
Verse 8. Do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on the day at Mass in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work.For 40 years, I lost that generation and said, they are a people who go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways.
其实对我们现在的基督徒来说，我们也常常会把过去所经历的神在我们身上的作为快快的就忘掉了。
So for the Christians today, we're often like this. We quickly forget what God has done for us.
所以当相似的这些类似的问题出现的时候呢，我们就像从前没有经历过一样。
So as if we have never experienced God's great work.
所以呢，所有的以上谈到的这些，其实都是人心里刚硬的表现。
All this just to show how hard our hearts are.
所以呢，通过今天的信息呢，我们会看到呢，就除非神亲自的工作，什么也不能使罪人刚硬的心软化。
So unless God works Himself, man can soften the hearts that are hard.
那么我们分三个方面来思想这段信息。
So we're going to try to study this passage.From two different aspects.
就是第一，就是主耶稣忍受法利赛人的试探。
So the first, the Lord Jesus endures the Pharisees' test.
那么第二，就是主耶稣对门徒的警戒。
The second, the Lord Jesus warns the disciples.
那么最后一点，我们看一下主耶稣忍受门徒的不解。
So the third.The Lord Jesus endures the disciples' hardness.
我们来试一下第一节，主耶稣忍受法利赛人的试探，这是第十一节到第十三节。
Let's look at the first point from verse 11 to verse 13.
那么这里第十一节这样讲，是法利赛人出来盘问耶稣，求他从天上写个神迹给他们看，想要试探他。
So verse 11, the Pharisees came.And began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him.
那么，其实上次的信息最后告诉我们，说主耶稣呢，用七个饼和几条小鱼喂饱了不包括妇女和孩子在内的4000人，也就是总数呢，其实不下于10000人。
So in the end of last week's message, we see that Lord Jesus used 7 loaves and fed almost 10,000 people.
那么然后呢，他和门徒呢就来到了这个叫大马努地的境内。
And then he and his disciples came to the district of Dalmatia.
那么根据约翰福音15章39章，那么这个地方呢也叫马加丹。
And according to John chapter 15, this place it is also called, what's the name of that place? That's the same as here, Dalmatia.
那么在这里呢，他就遭遇了一些法利赛人。
Oh, here they include some of the Pharisees.
那么他们这些法利赛人呢，就求耶稣从天上给他们写个神迹看。
So the Pharisees ask Jesus to give a sign from heaven.
那么这里我们一定要明白的就是，法利赛人他们并不是没有见过耶稣行神迹。
We know that they did not see any miracles from God.
那我们知道，当主耶稣让一个人枯干的手复原的时候，法利赛人就在跟前。
So when Jesus has fed all the people, many of the Pharisees were present.
那么当主耶稣让一个瘫子站起来行走时，周围也有法利赛人。
When Jesus made the lame walk, there were also Pharisees there.
而且很多人，很多法利赛人和文士也都亲眼的见证过，当主耶稣从人上赶出污鬼的时候，他们都也在场。
So when Jesus chased out demons, many of the Pharisees were there also.
但他们都不把这归在主耶稣基督的身上，他们认为主耶稣做这些都是鬼王在后面做。
So they do not think that Jesus had the power to do it. They were all done by the devil.
所以呢，这里的法利赛人给主耶稣提出这个问题呢，他们这个问题呢，并不是这些法利赛人真的想通过看一些神迹来判断耶稣到底是谁。
So actually, the Pharisees they did not really want to know who Jesus is by seeing the miracles.
其实他们的本质上，他们的就是要故意想跟主耶稣来敌对。
So their only purpose is just to be opposed to the Lord Jesus.
因为他们心里刚硬，不接受耶稣就是基督。
Because they are hard in their hearts, they do not accept Jesus as the Lord.
所以他们是在等待另一位他们所盼望的弥赛亚。
They're waiting another Messiah.
所以呢，他们就认为，既然耶稣不是基督，不是他们，不是神，那么他一定有人有人所不能做的事情。
So he says, they think since Jesus is not the Christ, so he cannot do the things that.People cannot do.
所以他们就认为耶稣基督一定不能让不能就是做做这个他们想让他做的写一个天上来的神迹。
So they do not think Jesus can do the miracle they asked him to do.
所以我们可以想到法利赛人的心有多么的邪恶，多么的刚硬。
So we can see how evil, how hard their hearts are.
我们看十二节到十三节。主耶稣心里深深的叹息说，这世代为什么求神迹呢？我实在告诉你们，没有神迹给这个世代看。他就离开他们，又上船往海那边去了。
That's verse 12 and 13. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation. And he left them.Got into the boat again and went to the other side.
那么这里我们看到主耶稣的反应是心中深深的叹息。
Those that we can see from here, Jesus' response is that he was deeply grieved in his heart.
其实这是一种复杂的一种心理忍耐的状态。
So this is a very complicated attitude, including.Patience and tolerance.
那么这一方面呢，表示人在愤怒时不想让愤怒爆发。
It also means that people who do not know how the wrath is going to come.
那么另一方面呢，又为对方的行为所带来的这个后果，他感到伤心。
He also feels sad because those people do not know the consequences of their behavior.
其实我想每一位做父母亲的常常会有这样的感受。
So I think many of our parents have the same feel.
所以我们有时候看到我们的孩子呢不听话或者做这个我们不想让他们做的事情。
So sometimes,When our children do not listen, they don't do what we ask them to do.
又知道他们做这些事情会给他们带来不好的后果。
We also know when they do those things, will bring them bad consequences.
所以呢，心中又感到气愤发怒，又想克制心中的这种怒气。
So we feel anger in our heart, and then we want to restrain us.
所以往往呢，我们就会发出一声叹息，说：“哎。”
So oftentimes we have a deep sigh.
那么同样的这段事件，那么在马太福音十二章三十九到四十二节也有类似的记载。
Also in Mark have the same recording of this.
那么在马太福音它是这样记载的。
It's in Matthew. It is recorded like this.
耶稣回答说：“一个邪恶淫乱的世代求看神迹。”除了先知约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他们看。约拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，人子也要这样三日三夜在地里头。 到审判的时候，尼尼微人要起来定这个世界的罪，因为尼尼微人听了约拿所传的就悔改了。看哪、啊，在这里有一个比约拿更大，到审判的时候，南方的女王要定这个世代的罪，因为她从地极而来，要听所罗门智慧的话。看哪、啊，这里有一个比所罗门更大。
12:39-41 But he answered them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.The man of Nineveh will rise up at judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here.
那么其实他在主耶稣呢，在这几节经文的主要意思是说，他在告诉这些法利赛人，如果天地的主亲自在这里与他们讲话，他们都不能。他不能使他们相信他就是基督。
Jesus is actually saying to the Pharisees, if the Lord of the heaven and earth is here, talk to them and they cannot believe.
那么就他就告诉他们说，没有任何别的神迹能使他们相信。
Then there's no any other miracle can make them believe.
那么主耶稣呢，这里也在表达他对法利赛人心里刚硬的愤怒。
So here, the Pharisees also show how their heart was hard.
同时也有表达说为他们将来的结局而悲叹。
And also feel sad for their future destiny.
那么这里呢，主耶稣呢引用了两个旧约中的这个例子来做对比。
Here Jesus uses two examples from the Old Testament.
那么他告诉这些法利赛人，他们的心地是何等的刚硬。
So he told the Pharisees how hard their hearts were.
那么就是外邦的尼尼微人听着了先知约拿的宣告，他们就产生敬畏神的心，就来悔改。
Even the Ninevites, they listened to Jonah and they repented and they were saved.
那么即使是一个外邦的女王，她听到所罗门的智慧。他就从很远的地方来到所罗门这边寻找智慧，寻找他的教训。
Even the queen of a far country heard about Solomon, he came to seek the wisdom.
然而，基督耶稣的能力、智慧，他超越约拿，也超越所罗门。
But Jesus's wisdom far succeeding, surpassing Solomon and Jonah.
然而呢，法利赛人听过他的教训，也借过他行各样的神迹，却丝毫没有悔改的心。
And yet the Pharisees, they have witnessed his miracles and listened to his teaching, and they have no change.
所以，如果他们继续的这样刚硬不悔改，自以为能够凭守律法可以称义，能够达到他们称义的这个样子，那么等待他们的将是神最后愤怒的审判。
So even though they do not repent, they will continue to trust their own righteousness can be justified, they will not escape the final judgment.
也就是加上罗马书2:5里面告诉我们的说，你竟任着你刚硬不悔改的心为自己积蓄愤怒，以致神震怒，写他公义审判的日子来到。
Just like we said in Romans 2:5,But because of your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed.
让我们下面看一下主耶稣对门徒的警戒。
Now let's see the warning from our Jesus to the disciples.
那么在第14节和15节。
Verses 14 and 15.
14节，门徒忘了带饼，在船上除了一个饼，没有别的食物。
是的 ，verse 14. Now they had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat.
那我们从前面我们知道了，主耶稣带领他的门徒离开法利赛人，上了船，要划到对岸。
We know that Jesus left the Pharisees with his disciples and came to the other side.
那么这节经文十四节呢，其实他在给我们交代了一个主耶稣和门徒对话的一个背景。
So the verse 14 is the background of Jesus' conversation with his disciples.
也就是让读者知道为什么他的门徒有那样的对耶稣警戒的理解。
So they wanted the readers to know why the disciples are responding to Jesus that way.
所以是因为他们刚刚从这个喂饱了这个上万人的地方来。
They just came from a place where they fed the most, almost 10,000 people.
那么本来是有七筐子的剩余，但是门徒呢忘了取一些带上，而船上现在只剩一个饼。
They actually had seven baskets full of pieces, but they forgot to bring with them.
所以我们再看第十五节。
That's really verse 15.
耶稣嘱咐他们说：“你们要谨慎，防备法利赛人的教和西律的教。”
And he cautioned them, saying, "Watch out! Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod."
那么这里面呢，教呢，我们知道它是一种真菌。
We know what the leaven is. It's kind of a poison.
那么加少许在面团中呢，就会使很快它就会跟水跟这个淀粉发生化学反应。
So if you put them into the water and the flour, you will have some kind of a chemical reaction.
那么能够使饼呢变得膨胀和柔软。
So you can expand the bread and make it soft.
那么主耶稣在这里使用类似的现象来做类比，他是想给门徒有一些属灵方面的教导。
So Jesus used this as a parable to teach the disciples.
那么他之所以用这个类比，是因为主耶稣刚刚用七个饼和几条鱼喂饱了上万人。
He used this because he just fed 10,000 people with seven loaves of bread.
而且主耶稣他也知道门徒他们在船上没忘了带饼，现在呢除了一个饼之外，他们没有别的食物。
He also knew that they only brought one bread. They have no other food in the boat.
所以就是在这种的背景下，主耶稣告诉他的门徒说，要谨慎防备法利赛人的教和西律的教。
It's under such a condition he warned them to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees.
那么这个教这个词呢，在新约圣经中呢，几乎总是在就是代表罪。
Usually in the New Testament, the word leaven represents sin.
那么在哥林多前书第五章六到七节这样讲：你们这自夸是不好的，岂不知一点面酵能使全团发起来吗？你们既是无酵的面，应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 and 8, it says, Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened for Christ. Our Passover lamb has been sanctified.
那么这句经文是在告诉我们，自夸是一种罪。
Here tells us to boast for yourself is a sin.
也其实就是说，骄傲是一种罪。
It's kind of pride.
那么这种罪呢，也会互相的来效仿，就像面团一样的传播的很快。
Such a sin can be easily spread, just like a leaven.
而这个全团的面呢，它就是指整个教会。
So the whole lump means the church.
那么教会我们知道，它是主的身体，本该是圣洁的。
When the church is the body of Christ, it should be holy.
所以，如果在教会中发现某个肢体如果有犯罪的情形存在
，If we know that a member in the church has sinful behavior，
那么教会如果不用圣经的教导和纪律来处理的话，容忍这种罪继续的存在，那么就会这种罪就会蔓延，影响到整个教会。
So if the church does not use God's words to discipline the brother, and the whole church will be contaminated. Not only affect the church, will make it fall into sin.
但是呢，教呢，在新约圣经中呢，它只有一次，就是被主耶稣基督肯定的来使用的。
Only one time in the New Testament, Jesus talked about the leaven in a positive sense.
所以这是主耶稣呢，在使用它比喻天国的这个拓展。
So Jesus used that to say the expanding of the kingdom.
所以就像马太福音13章33节这样告诉我们，说天国好像面教，有妇人拿来藏在三斗里面，只等全团都发起来。
This is in Matthew 13:13. This is where I speak to them in the parable, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear.
所以，即使呢，法利赛人他们是熟读摩西五经，很多人他们都是律法师，他们自以为他们是洁净的。
So the Pharisees, they know the Pentateuch, and they know everything what Moses has said.
所以他们的教呢，可能是指他们的假冒伪善和他们的自以为意。
So when he talked about their teaching, it's referring to their hypocrisy and their self-righteousness.
这里面的希律呢，就是指那个娶他兄弟的妻子，并杀害施洗约翰的希律王。
The Herod is the one who killed John the Baptist, who had married the wife of his uncle.
所以他的教呢，可能这里就是指他的残忍跟他的淫乱。
So the teaching, this leaven of the Herod, I think is talking about his cruelty.
那么这里面呢，法利赛人和希律他们也有一个共同的教，就是共同的罪，就是他们不信耶稣就是基督。
So the Pharisees and Herod, they have a common sin, which is they do not believe Jesus is the Christ.
而且他们也想一起来合谋要杀害耶稣。
They want to conspire with each other to murder Jesus.
所以呢，如果这些的教呢出现在门徒的中间，必然会对主的事工会产生很大的破坏。
So if the leaven shows up in the church, it will cause great damage.
所以呢，主耶稣在这告诉他的门徒要防备这些教在他们中间。
So Jesus warned them to be aware of the leaven.
我们下面看第三点，我们就今天的主耶稣忍受门徒的不解，就是最后这四节。
So now we can see the third point.
我们先看16节。
Verse 16.
他们彼此议论说：“这是因为我们没有饼吧。”
And they began discussing with one another the fact they had no bread.
所以很明显，门徒根本没有领会主的意思。
Obviously, they did not understand what the Lord meant. They only understand the leaven in the bread.
所以一听到主耶稣提到教，他们想到的就是饼。
When they heard Jesus say leaven, they thought about the bread.
所以他们以为主耶稣在责备他们，忘了预备食物来给他们。
So they thought Jesus was criticizing them for not bringing the food.
所以我们再看17节，耶稣看出来就说：“你们为什么因为没有饼就议论呢？你们还不醒悟，还不明白吗？”
So verse 17, and Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why are you discussing the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand?"
所以呢，主耶稣呢，并不是在责备他的门徒，说他们忘了带饼。
So Jesus is not really rebuking them for the bread,
而是在责备他们缺乏信心还有属灵的这种悟性。
So he's rebuking them for lack of faith and spiritual understanding.
所以他也为他们这种盲目或者灵里的这种迟钝，还有对他的警戒不理解而感到伤心。
So he was feeling sad for their lack of understanding and the spiritual numbness.
我们看第18到21节。
That's 18 to 21.
你们有眼睛看不见吗？有耳朵听不见吗？也不记得吗？我掰开5个饼，分给5000人， 你们收拾的零碎装满了多少篮子呢？他们说十二个。又掰开那七个饼分给四千人，你们收拾了零碎装满了多少筐子呢？他们说七个。耶稣说，你们还是不明白吗？
When Matt broke the five loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of broken pieces did you take up? They said to him, 12. And the seven for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of broken pieces did you take up? And they said to him, 7. And he said to them, do you not yet understand?
所以呢，主耶稣在这里继续来责备和提醒他的门徒。所以心中根本就没有认真的思考，那么与他们每日同在的这一位到底是谁？
So the disciples did not really consider who this person is that is with him.
那么他们虽然知道耶稣他的大能他的大力，有时呢，但是有时在他们有需要的时候，他们还是在依靠自己。
Even though they know the power of the Lord Jesus, but when they are in need, they still doubt him.
所以他们不就是不想把自己完完全全的交托给主。
That means they do not completely and trust themselves to the Lord.
所以在这里呢，但所以门徒呢，其实真正的也不知道他们跟同在的就是神，就是耶稣基督他自己。
So it shows that the disciples themselves do not know Jesus is the Christ.
所以呢，从今天的信息我们看到呢，法利赛人那他是用试探来继续与主为敌。
So we know from today's passage that the Pharisees continue to oppose Jesus.
而门徒呢，不领会主耶稣关于教的教训。
And also the disciples do not understand the teachings of the Lord.
而我从中呢，我们也看到主耶稣呢对法利赛人刚硬不悔改的这个愤怒和感叹。
We also see the Jesus' anger and the sadness about the Pharisees.
我们也看到了主耶稣呢对门徒缺乏信心以及灵性方面的迟钝而感到伤心和失望。
He also was disappointed with the disciples' lack of faith and understanding.
所以我们从今天的信息呢，我们可以至少呢有以下几方面的应用。
So from today's passage, we can have the following applications.
首先，我们会知道就是罪人的本性都是心里刚硬，与神为敌。
So the nature of sin is a heart of hard and is opposing God.
那我们从前其实都是这样。
We are all like this before.
我们能够认识神，成为神的儿女，是神完全的恩典。
So it's God's complete grace that we may know God and become His children.
所以在重生得救这件事情上，我们作为一个罪人，我们毫无我们的自己的能力，我们的功劳。
So the fact that we were born again to be children of God, we have nothing, no merit.
所以除非神亲自的工作，我们不可能靠我们自己的言行来使不信的人来认识耶稣。
Unless God is working himself, we cannot do anything to make people believe in Jesus.
所以我们当做的最重要的工作是为那些不信的人来祷告神。
So the most important thing for us to do is pray for those unbelievers.
那么求圣灵能够亲自在他们的心里面工作。
We ask the Holy Spirit to work in their midst.
让他们首先能够得到重生。
So they can have regeneration.
那么也要呢向他们传全备的福音，因为福音本是神的大能，要信一切相信的人。
So I also to proclaim the gospel to them because that the gospel is a great power of God.
那我们从第二点我们可以学到，就从主耶稣他关于 这个教的这个警戒之中，我们就也我们应该学到常常我们要警醒，我们要也要自我审查。
From Jesus' warning of the leaven, it teaches us we are often do our self-examination and be alert.
所以求圣灵呢，常常来帮助我们来审查，看我们里面有任何隐而未泄的罪没有。
So we ask the Holy Spirit to often teach us and examine us, are there any revealing sins or not?
所以呢，求主帮助我们能够清理我们里面大大小小的罪。
So God can help us to get rid of all the sins we have inside.
因为呢，罪就像酵一样的，它会很快的蔓延。
Because sin will spread just like leaven.
那么，如果我们不采取措施来控制，那么不但会阻碍我们属灵生命的成长，也会伤害我们与神的关系，更会伤害我们的教会。
So if we don't act upon it, it will hurt our spiritual life. It also hurt our relationship with God, and it will also hurt the church.
那么第三点，我们可以学到就是，我们不但要常常听和读神的话语。
The third we learn is we need to often listen and read God's words.
我们也要仔细的来考察，也要常常的来思考。
We are carefully meditating on it.
那么让神。祷告神来帮助我们能够真正的领会他话语的内涵。
We ask God and pray God will help us to understand His words.
能够只要我们能够知罪，就能够悔改。
So that we may know our sin and confess.
能够使我们愿意领受，愿意顺服神一切的话语。
Teach us a willing to receive God's words and be obedient.
那么就像雅各书一章二十二节到二十五节这样教导我们。
In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22.
那么雅各书第一章二十二到二十五节，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的面貌如何。唯有详细查看那瘸背使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在的行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
That's James chapter 1 verse 22 to 25. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselfFor if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in the mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts,He will be blessed in his doing.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你透过你的话语来教导我们关于主你的真理。
Heavenly Father, we thank you through your words you teach our your truth.
主，让我们对待你的话语真的不要想当然，让我们能够常常考察，常常思想。
Teach us often.Examine ourselves, often meditate on your words.
让我们不但要听到，让我们真的是常常行道。
So not only be doers of the word, but also not only be hearers of the word, but also doers of the word.
让我们能够真正的成为主你的门徒。
So that we can be truly your children.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray and ask in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.